USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry, Global Open Science, shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans. Gunfire damaged two power substations in North Carolina late Saturday night, leaving tens of thousands without electricity. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says they're still exploring all motives, including domestic terrorism.
No motivation. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept it. They're the ones that done it. So, yeah, I call them cowards.
After years of criticism, Apple is making plans to move its major factory production out of China.
Apple is making plans to move some of its production outside of China. It is looking at assembling its products in India and Vietnam. Apple suppliers have been told to plan more activity for production in other parts of Asia. There have been violent protests at the Foxconn factory in China where iPhones and other Apple products are made. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tampa's top cop is off the job. Police Chief Mary O'Connor submitted her letter of resignation after body camera footage showed her flashing her badge and asking to be let go from a traffic stop in the Tampa Bay area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castro accepted O'Connor's resignation. Castro called it unacceptable for any public employee, especially the city's top law enforcement leader, to ask for special treatment because of their position. The Bidens are preparing to host the congressional ball at the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is making every attempt to keep his job. Krasner is suing to stop an effort by state lawmakers to remove him from office. The Democratic DA has been under fire since crime in the city has skyrocketed. A man accused of killing people at a Colorado nightclub is set to appear in court tomorrow.
The suspect in a mass shooting at a Colorado Springs club is set to make his first in-person court appearance on Tuesday. The suspect is currently facing 10 charges, including 5 counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors are expected to file formal charges before the hearing. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A country music legend is opening up about his bout with cancer.
Toby Keith confesses his battle with stomach cancer is pretty debilitating in his first interview since revealing his diagnosis earlier this year. I'm thinking about getting back into fighting shape, the should-have-been-a-cowboy singer, 61, says in a sneak peek of this weekend's CMT Hot 20 Countdown. I need a little bit of time to just rest up and heal up. Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
In financial news, Wall Street ending Monday on a down note at the closing bell, the Dow losing 483 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.